From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to welcome you to this Friday edition of the Living Truth broadcast, and truly do thank you for the pleasure of your company. Well, over the last 2 weeks, we've been looking at God's plan for Israel, and I trust that these studies every day in the last 2 weeks have been a blessing and a challenge to your heart. And if you missed any of the programs, or even if you did have the opportunity to hear all of the programs and would like to study this subject in a greater detail, I would encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries and request the notes and the outlines and even the CD of the entire series, and we would be more than delighted to send them your way, because I think it's very important that we as Christians understand what God is doing with Israel. I've been amazed down through the years to find that there are so many Christians who know so little about what is going on in Israel and what God's plan for Israel actually is. And that's why we've dedicated 2 weeks of study to this particular subject. And during that particular period of time, we have noted the promise of a nation of Israel. We noted the promise of a land for Israel. We've studied the promise of a king for Israel. We've looked at the problem of sin within Israel. We noted the present state of spiritual blindness for Israel. And then yesterday, we looked at the prospect of restoration for Israel. And one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that even though Israel was out of the land, as it were, from the time of the Babylonian captivity until 1948, when they went back in and established themselves as a nation, they were out of the land, and now they are in spiritual blindness, in unbelief, in that they have rejected and continue to reject Jesus Christ as the Messiah. There will come a time when, as it says in the book of Romans chapter 11, verses 26 and 27, that all Israel will be saved. We looked at that yesterday. Today, I want us to talk about our responsibility toward Israel. I can hear somebody say, Pastor Gary, why did you take 2 weeks to talk about God's plan for Israel? Well, number one, because I believe that there are many people, as I have said, who really have no concept as to what God's doing through Israel. And secondly, I believe that there are many Christians even who aren't concerned about what God is doing through Israel. And so we need to understand what God's doing, and we need to be concerned about it. And I believe that that leads us to a great responsibility that we have toward Israel. Now keep something in mind, and that is the fact that Israel is referred to the apple of God's eye. That means that Israel is very, very special and very, very, well, God's very concerned about Israel. And even though they are in unbelief, we need to recognize that Israel is a nation, is a people, that is God's chosen nation, and He is very, very concerned about them. They are very precious to Him. Notice, if you would please, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 9 and 10. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 9 and 10, where it says, "For the Lord's portion is His people," talking about Israel. "Jacob is the lot of His inheritance," talking about, again, His people. He goes on to say in verse 10 of Deuteronomy 32, "He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness and led him about, and he instructed him," and note this, "he kept him as the apple of his eye." Israel is precious unto God. Israel is valuable unto God. And God will ultimately give Israel all of his tender, loving care. And if Israel is precious unto God, Israel should be precious unto you and to me as well. I firmly believe that no Christian will ever speak negatively against a Jewish person. And I would also believe that no Christian should speak negatively against the land of Israel. Now again, Israel is not perfect. You know that, I know that, but neither is any other nation on the face of the earth. Let God deal with Israel, but they are the apple of his eye. And remember, as we looked at several times throughout the course of this study, back in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, it says that those who bless Israel will be blessed of God, and those who curse Israel will be cursed of God, and therefore I want God's blessing, don't you? Then be a friend of Israel. Don't curse Israel. So how should we live that out? What should our responsibility be toward Israel right now? Well, number one, pray for Israel consistently. I think that a good prayer is that we should follow the prayer that the Apostle Paul had for Israel there in Romans chapter 10 and verse 1, where he says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." So right now, as we pray for Israel, let's pray for their salvation. Let's pray that they will recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah. Verse 2 of Romans 10, Paul goes on to say, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." They're religious, but they really don't know God because they don't know Jesus Christ. So we need to pray for their salvation. Do you do that every day? Do I do that every day? We should, because that's what I believe, the pattern that Paul set for us to follow. But not only should we pray for their salvation, but we should pray for their peace. Go back to Psalm 122, Psalm 122, and note a very, very familiar verse of Scripture there in verse 6, where it says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee." Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, let me ask you, now stop and think for just a moment. When will Israel experience their ultimate peace? It will be when Christ comes to set his kingdom up on the face of the earth. And so in reality, when we are praying for the peace of Jerusalem, beloved, we are praying for the second coming of Christ as well. But pray for their peace. Pray for God to work in their lives. Now, we know that there will not be any ultimate peace in Jerusalem until Christ comes again. But we can be praying for that peace now. So our responsibility toward Israel should, number one, to pray for them consistently, pray for their salvation, pray for their peace. But then secondly, and I've emphasized this several times in our study, and I don't want us to forget it, and that is we need to stand with Israel personally and politically. May I read with you again Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3? These are three verses that should be marked in your Bible. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, "Now the Lord God had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Now look at verse 3. Highlight this verse in your Bible. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." That's one of the verses that should be underlined in your Bible. Genesis 12, 3. "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." I remember not too awful long ago hearing a pastor preach, and he said, "That does not apply to us today." Oh, beloved, it does. If a nation wants the blessing of God, that nation will bless Israel. If a person wants the blessing of God, and I'm talking about a Christian person now, then that Christian person will bless Israel. If a church wants the blessing of God, it must bless the nation of Israel. That is a promise that is very, very applicable to us today. I firmly believe that one of the reasons why God brought the United States of America into existence was to stand with the nation of Israel. And from the very time that they announced their establishment as a nation back in 1948, the United States of America has been standing with Israel. If we ever turn our back on Israel, any blessing of God upon this particular country will be lost. There's no doubt about that. And so let's pray for Israel consistently. Pray for their salvation, pray for their peace, and then let's stand with Israel politically. Keep in mind, the ultimate prosperity for Israel is yet to come. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 46 and verse 13, God says this, "I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will bring, or I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory." You see, as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, Israel is the apple of God's eye. But Israel is also God's glory. And that glory will be fulfilled in the millennium, when they will recognize Jesus Christ as King Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The best for Israel is yet to come. We need to know that, understand that, and do what we can to stand with Israel and pray for their salvation. Well, I want to thank you so very much for being there by the radio, and I trust that these 2 weeks of studies have been a blessing to your heart. Go to church on Sunday, then, Lord willing, reunite with us again around the radio on Monday. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. We say amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.